You're on Island Life here on Waiheke Radio. Well, in little over a week, it will be the 10th anniversary of the tragic and terrible events in New York when the Twin Towers were felled by airplanes flying into them. Or were they? That's the subject of the movie 9/11 Explosive Evidence, which explores a theory of controlled demolition of the three World Trade Towers, the Twin Towers and World Trade Center 7, the third tower which came down. And that's a movie which premieres around the world this week, and it's going to be screening here on Waiheke Island. And I've got Will Ryan and Scott Ewing from Waiheke Cinema here to talk to us about that. So good morning to you both.
How's it going?
Morning.
So, as I said, the movie premieres around the world this week. How did you secure a screening for Waiheke?
Well, I got an email from someone in Wellington who is local representative, and she said that they're going to be downloading it, and anyone who's interested in holding a screening around the country can. So I sort of leapt on that.
So give us a little bit of a rundown of what the premise of the movie is.
Well, the movie has just been released, 2 days ago, so I actually haven't seen it. But this is building upon what Richard Gage and architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth have been supposing over the last sort of 5-6 years, that there was more to the collapse of the Twin Towers and Building 7, the third building to collapse that day. And the official story just doesn't cover all the gaping holes. And in not just a scientific perspective, but a historic perspective, and no matter how you want to look at the attacks of 9/11, there are more questions than answers. So this tries to go from a scientific viewpoint and cut through some of the technical reasons why the official story doesn't add up.
So, I mean, of the conspiracy theories doing the rounds at the moment, this is one that's, you know, got, I suppose, significant legs to it. And, it's got, you know, is conspiracy theories something that appeal to you?
I don't really use the term conspiracy theory. I think it's a stupid term. I think it's done more damage to our collective intelligence than any other phrase, because conspiracy theory becomes like this giant box where people put information into about things where... not much is known, because, you know, you've got people trying to get away with something. And so they use this phrase, conspiracy theory, to paint people who have pretty valid questions about the events of that day. It just becomes a big label that they slap on it, and
I mean, there has been a lot of criticism, hasn't there, of that, and because it's the Architects for Truth that
are behind it. And engineers, yeah.
Yeah, Architects and Engineers for Truth, and Robert Gage, who's the other one?
Richard McCoy. Gage.
Yeah. Richard Gage was Robert McCoy, isn't it? I think there's another one involved there. But there has been a lot of, because they keep on talking about the scientific evidence for controlled demolition, which is the theory they're positing in that movie. But also, I suppose, there's... to pull it off, wouldn't you? I mean, the amount of subterfuge, and I suppose this is the area where people are kind of incredulous at this proposal of controlled demolition of those towers, and go, the amount of subterfuge, the thousands of people who would have to be involved and not say anything, is beyond belief.
Well, the hundreds of people involved, or the tens of people involved. I mean, a lot of people ask, you know, how did they get those explosives into the buildings? And you know, who knows? I mean, that would be a question that whoever was responsible for the security of those buildings would answer.
People shouldn't jump to the conclusion and say it's a conspiracy theory, none of that's possible because it seems too improbable. Instead, they should look at the available information and let that lead them to a logical conclusion. Instead, they use this conspiracy theory term in a way to throw away any further investigation. When, in fact, if you study how Nero burnt down Rome, blamed on his political enemies, if you look at how Hitler burnt the Reichstag and staged a Polish invasion at Gliwice to start World War II.
How the American government staged that event at the Gulf of Tonkin that never happened, then that sparked the Vietnam War. You know?
And that's declassified now. So, I mean, a lot of these things have been proven in congressional hearings. How the media is influenced by the CIA that came out in 1973. I mean, so people jump to conclusions and then say, oh, it's all too improbable, when they don't realize some of the top heads of the CIA are in fact saying the same thing. It's an inside job.
So this isn't the first movie around this, you know, the theory of the controlled demolition. So there was a former movie, A Loose Change. You were that one? Yeah.
And Zeitgeist was another one.
Yeah, as well. And Loose Change linked the theories of controlled demolition to a lot of other theories which have been kind of roundly discredited, like the Flight 93 didn't crash, but in fact was flown to a base and everyone disappeared.
Yeah.
And, you know, and stuff like that, those kind of associations between those events of does this movie go into those areas as well?
I haven't seen the film, but I've been looking at on YouTube. If you go to A&E 9/11 Truth, I think it is their channel, they've had the interviews that make up the movie available for some time, you know. So
this film, Richard Gage tends not to delve into those other quasi-political areas, but yeah, Loose Change, I know a couple of the guys involved with that, and yeah, that is well substantiated. People can look up Declassified Operation Northwoods from March 13, 1962, and see how the US government planned to carry out similar attacks on their own buildings using their own aircraft, with carefully prepared passenger lists using CIA aliases. And so if you look at 9/11, passenger lists were only about 25%. Building occupants were down to about 10% of normal. And so lots of statistical anomalies, you could say, that feed into the whole Operation Northwoods 1962 document, which anyone can download and read.
So, I mean, you may not be in a position to answer this, I suppose, but I'll ask anyway, and you can tell me if you're not. What do you think the appeal is to people of, say, wanting to believe that the US government was behind it, whereas, you know, I mean, there clearly was a conspiracy to bring down those towers. You know, I mean, if the you know, the mainstream accepted theory, that idea that it's Al-Qaeda, is accepted, well, there's a conspiracy. You know, you have to plot to take over the planes to navigate, do all of this stuff. And, you know, so why do you think that there is such a significant group of people who are willing to believe this other idea, and that appeals to them more?
Because there's more evidence for it. Why are there so many people who are so willing to believe in the official story? Because they don't want to challenge their preconceived mindset.
And there's no real evidence for the official story when you really sit down and look at it.
There's no evidence, and so you find the biggest proponents of the official story can't actually debate people on real facts and historical facts, and they'll just... I mean, even if you take Bin Laden, Bin Laden was on the CIA's payroll from the late 1970s until at least 1999 in Chechnya, where he was used as a agent provocateur against the Chechen rebels.
I suppose the overwhelming evidence for the mainstream theory is the two bloody big aeroplanes that we've all seen flying into the...
No one's denying that.
That's right, yeah.
No one's denying that. But that doesn't prove one way or the other. That doesn't prove the official account, because you can fly planes into a building. That can be all real, real people, dead bodies. But that still doesn't account for how those buildings came down. The buildings could still have been rigged with explosives. And if you look at who was in charge of security, Marvin Bush, Securicom, if you look at, you know, there's far more to the story than meets the eye, and people use Occam's law and say the simplest explanation is always the correct one. Well, that just doesn't match history. So.
Yeah. And there's people have started to stabilize the footage, which is people have handy cams of, you know, pointing at the towers when they came down. And because they're moving and running for their life or whatever, you know, you couldn't really see what's going on in these images. But on YouTube, if you put in WTC stabilized enhanced, you'll find this footage where you can quite clearly see, and there's about four angles that are pretty damning. You can clearly see explosions in the skin of the buildings as the top floors supposedly crush the rest of the building into the ground. And it just looks wrong. And the third building that you mentioned, World Trade Center 7, you compare it side by side with footage of another building coming down, and it's identical. You know, it's not a building collapsing from fire and damage, because that building, Building 7, experienced near simultaneous total structural collapse. And then just came straight down into its own footprint. And buildings on fire just don't behave like that.
So what's the purpose behind the movie? Is it to to call for investigation?
Raise awareness,
to,
I think.
You know,
yeah.
Is it to damn the US government or, you know?
Well, I mean, who knows who did it? But it's to raise awareness that the official version of events doesn't stack up, you know. And because most people find themselves unwilling or unable to actually reconsider the events or re-examine the events of that day, they're generally not interested.
Are you concerned at all that at a time, you know, coming up to the 10th anniversary and, you know, what, 3,000 odd people killed, at a time when, you know, we should be kind of marking that tragedy, that the release of this movie and coinciding with the 10th anniversary, I mean, deliberately coinciding, actually diverts attention from the kind of, I suppose, memorial or grieving that should be the focus of this time?
Well, we've already had nine of those, and, you know, nine memorials, and the real tragedy is that it's not just the 3,000 dead Americans, it's the millions, because 9/11 was used as a justification for this war on terror that we've been living with for the last decade. It's been used to justify that, you know, and so you have a million plus people killed by this conflict, you have millions more maimed, dispossessed refugees. You know, the countries of Iraq and Afghanistan have been bombed further back into the Stone Age as a direct result of this, even though those two countries had nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
I mean, the official version doesn't even mention, you know, Iraq.
17 of the 19 hijackers being Saudi nationals, but we won't touch Saudi because, of course, you know, they're in close with the same banking elite that control America. But, you know, so there, of course there are political offspins, but this is not an anti-American perspective. I'm pro-American, the American people, not their tyrannical government, that is. And this is really to mark those people's deaths and make sure that it wasn't all for nothing. Because right now they died in a false flag op for a foreign war of
aggression.
Aggression, yeah. And resource domination and everything else to, you know, pay back a few bills, perhaps. So this is really, well, Bill Joy, who represents the largest 9/11 victims group, says 9/11 is an inside job. You know.
The screening, I mean, I suppose it's only just premiering, isn't it? But I imagine that is anticipated, perhaps not here in Waiheke or in New Zealand, but in the States, that they must be expecting some pretty angry receptions to the movie.
Well, I mean, this is an issue that tends to sort of, you know, induce anxiety and anger in people anyway. You know, if you step outside of the version of events of that day that we've been given.
Well, that shows where the belief structure is, doesn't it? It shows what side of the argument the just unsubstantiated beliefs are.
I suppose there's a degree of self-fulfillment, isn't it? That people who come to the movie will be ones who already kind of, you know, already have sympathy to the ideas that are expressed in it.
Hopefully not just those people. Hopefully not just preaching to the choir. Hopefully reaching new people and opening minds and just getting people to challenge.
Hopefully they'll bring a friend.
Yeah. Okay, now you're screening this in the Tuesday documentary slot.
That's right.
Yeah, 7:30, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. And are there subsequent screenings as well, or just one-off?
There is one
in Auckland on the 11th. It's Sunday the 11th at the Winchester, which is 14 St Benedict Street in downtown or Newton Gully, Auckland. And so welcome to come along to that. It's also free, or Koha.
Yep. Yeah. And is it available to download as well, is that right?
I think it is. It'll be up on YouTube in a matter of probably days, yep. You know, in various chunks, because it's being distributed free around the world. So
yep.
That's an easy step for people to take it and do what they want with it, upload it, show it to other people.
Unless the US government blocks it.
We think it's a bit bigger than the US government, so yeah. I mean, there's also Zero, and there's 9/11 Mysteries, and there's a whole bunch of other documentaries that I highly rate. Mm.
Zeitgeist is a particularly good doco as well. Yeah.
All right, well, thanks very much for coming in, and let's hope you get a full house at the screening on Tuesday.